This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Check it out. How do you do? Another hour of the DJV program, named after Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer's off till the next week, so Victoria gets us started this hour with something for us to think about. This is penetrating, I know. I can always tell when Victoria says, well, so you can do your well, and
okay.
Let's go.
Yes. How about we take a trip to Texas?
Hey!
Starting this school year, English, math, and history are not the only classes required to graduate from high school in Texas. There is a new state law that requires students in grades 9 through 12 to receive a class that includes a 16-minute video that aims to teach students how to deal with law enforcement during a traffic stop. Huh. Now, this is called the Community Safety Education Act. It was signed into law by the 85th Texas Legislature to help ease tensions between police and students. Obviously, we know there are multiple shootings by police of unarmed citizens. This is a huge problem. This is what the NFL protests are about. That's the real reason that they're taking a knee at the anthem. It's all about police brutality and shooting unarmed citizens. And in most cases, the people end up dying when they get shot. So in the video that the students now have to watch, it has a reenactment of students being pulled over for speeding and then the officers explaining to them what to do next. This is kind of interesting. I actually can see the merit of this. However, I think when you get down to what the students are learning, they're learning, you know, the proper protocol. Don't, you know, put your hands on the steering wheel, like the basics of what you're supposed to do. And I don't remember if that's actually taught in driver's ed. I think I learned that kind of protocol and a little bit in driver's ed, but really it's not taught anywhere, I don't think. Kara, do you remember having this?
I don't remember it being in my driver's ed class, and specifically I remember I was pulled over fairly soon after getting my license, and my mom was in the car, and it wasn't for speeding, but it was because I'd gone across two lanes of traffic and there was a cop coming and he didn't think it was safe, so he pulled me over. But I remember sitting in the driver's seat, and I thank God my mom was there because I was terrified, and I really had no idea what to do. And you just kind of sit there still hoping that, like, okay, I guess they'll come up to the window and tell me what to do. But you don't want to move too fast, and you don't want to, like, do anything that could make him think that you're armed or anything like that. So I don't know. I'm supportive of this. I think it's a good idea. And like you said, I don't really think there's anywhere else that you learn it. If in driver's ed,
unless your parents get pulled over,
then,
you know, and you watch what happens.
Did your parents teach the two of you to drive, or did you learn at a school? How did you learn how to drive?
Well, you kind of have to learn how to do it with your parents. I mean, I went to driver's ed. That's typically only like a week. And I know a lot of people fudge the hours. My parents were very much behind me doing all of the hours that I was required to have. So it was, you know, anytime we did errands, anytime we went anywhere, I was the one driving. Because you have to have way more than what hours than what driver's ed covers.
My dad had taught my brother and me to drive when we were kids, practically. We would go to, like, the local recycling center, and he would let us, you know, drive on that property. But that was probably at, like, you know, maybe 14, 15, but not on regular roads.
How worried were they?
My dad is super cool about stuff like that. My dad knew when I got my license that I could already drive, and he had no problem with me as a driver. So, but you know, you're right, Kara. A lot of people don't do enough hours, and then you get your license because you can pass the written test and you can make a few turns, but you really don't know all the other stuff that goes along with it. And if you don't know better, a friend of mine, and this is actually just I just remembered this, when we first got our licenses in high school, a guy friend of mine got pulled over for speeding, and he freaked out, and he got out of the car, and a cop drew a gun on him, because he wasn't trying to do anything shady. He had his license and his registration in his hand, and he was just trying, he was nervous and didn't know what to do, and so he went to open the car door, and the cop immediately started screaming at him and pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
And it's
that
terrifying.
Happened to me. That happened to me, too. I remember being stopped. I got out of the car. A police officer pulled out his gun, said, "Get back in the car." And I said, "Well, here's my license and registration." And he said, "Get back in the car." And I was in my 20s, I think, when that happened.
And I it's understandable why police are scared in that situation, because they've all been faced with something that is not innocent. But, you know, for a normal person who has never done anything wrong and isn't attempting to commit a crime or something like that, it doesn't even occur in your mind that you would be doing anything bad. So it's...
Right. So I think this video in Texas that essentially what we're talking about is now high school kids have to watch this video on how to deal with being pulled over for a traffic stop. I think this is a really good thing. I think it definitely will teach all the kids what you are supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. Apparently, the parents of the students are part of this class. There's a Q&A for parents and teachers to talk about things if they have concerns. Now, will this affect how minority kids and young people, especially young black males, will this affect how they handle traffic stops? Will this instill any faith in the system? Because that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is every time a young black male is pulled over in this country, they either take off running because they know someone who's been shot and killed by the police, and in most cases, that's one of the reasons why they run. Everyone says, well, why they run? Well, because in so many cases, even that 10-year-old boy, do you remember that a couple months ago? There was a 10-year-old boy outside Chicago. He got pulled over, and he was riding his bike in a neighborhood. The cops, he was 10. They put him in handcuffs. They threw him on the roof of a car, or on the hood of a car. And the uncle was there saying, of course he's going to run from you. You killed his father. His own father had been shot by Chicago police. So it's a systemic problem. I don't know if a video is going to solve that. But I think for non-minority students, I think that this is probably something good.
It addresses the problem to a point. There's a much deeper problem. I'm talking about the results of scores, the things that are being required to get into college, the SAT, the ACT, all these things, and how much the education, talking about getting out of high school, you have to watch this police video. Getting out of high school should also require that you have really decent grades in I'm off of STEM and I'm on to STEAM, frankly. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. I have, and others have, added arts into this because I think without having a focus on some sort of artistic reality, that's not an education. It's not music and art classes, not learning how to draw. Somebody said that to me the other day, sent me a note and said, what do you mean, learning how to draw? I can't draw. No, it's not about learning how to draw. It's learning to appreciate. I was horrible at it. I flunked. The only college course I ever flunked was Lit and Fine Arts because I couldn't memorize or didn't want to. I can do whatever I wanted to, but I didn't like looking at all those pictures. I thought they were the dumbest things. The pictures that were done by Monet and Manet.
You're talking about art history. That was my minor.
Right. Yeah. Well, so there you go. And so, but adding it in, maybe I would have had more of an appreciation for it had I had more exposure to it when I was younger. I certainly wasn't going to get that exposure at home, but if I'd have had it in school, it might have meant something to me. Right now, for me, art is pictures of my dog, Charlotte, my children, a cow over the mantle. You know, that's art as far as I'm concerned.
You have a cow over your mantle?
Yes, I have a cow over my mantle. And people who come into my house and come into the living room when we have business...
They say, what a lovely cow.
Yes, that's exactly what they say.
I'm assuming you mean a picture and not a stuffed cow above your mantle.
Oh. No, not a stuffed cow. No, a picture of Peaches, who was the grand dam of the farm. My friend, the city councilor, says to all of his friends when they come over, Doug's the only one I know who has... Actually, another one of the city councilors said the same thing. I walked into his house and I looked in the living room, and over the mantel is a picture, it's a big picture of a cow. And they want to know why I had a cow there, and I explain it. And the guy looks at me and says, most people have pictures of their family or things like that. Yeah, well,
not she's Doug.
She's part of my family.
But hey, I understand that completely. We've had horses that are they're totally family members. Yeah. So I completely understand that.
So how did
although
we get
it is
from,
funny that it's a cow.
From steam to pictures of cows. Well, I was explaining
art history. That's your that's what
my art history.
Art.
Is, right.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/20/18.
The 7th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offer valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, if you're going to tour Italy this year, be a little expensive. The city of Venice, for example, is going to start charging you for sitting down. City's mayor is Luigi Bergnano, proposing a fine of $600 for anybody sitting down in an undesignated spot. This is something that's been done. People actually already prohibited from sitting in tourist hotspots like in St. Mark's Square. Ever been there? St. Mark's Square?
Mm-hmm.
Where
no,
the bridge,
I'm not.
The Rialto. Oh, my God. It's like going into another. It's a time
warp.
You
know who they should find, though, and maybe they already do, the people who come up and beg you for money, because there are a ton of them in St. Mark's Square.
Yeah. St. Mark's Square is very interesting. You're right. So anyway, the proposal part of the city's hashtag Enjoy Respect Venezia campaign, part of the general Venetian crusade against rampant over-tourism. What, you don't want people to come see the city? It's great. But don't expect not to pay to sit down in Venice. Hoo-ah! 21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year.
Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I like this. Crank this up, will you, Kara?
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, named the Grand Marshal of the Rose Parade, featuring the theme, The Melody of Life. President of the Tournament of Roses, Gerald Freeney, was saluting Chaka's efforts as an activist and praised her gourmet dark chocolates. I didn't know she was doing gourmet chocolates.
I didn't know that either.
Really?
Chocolates.
Chocolate. I like that.
Chocolates.
That makes sense. Very cool. It does make sense. Yeah.
All right.
Chaka Khan riding through Pasadena in the 130th Rose Bowl Parade New Year's Day, participating in the celebration before the Rose Bowl game, which will be a college football playoff semifinal. After the announcement, Chaka Khan said she was honored by her selection as the Grand Marshal. I think she lives in Pasadena, or close by Glendale, somewhere out there like that. So, all right, so that's the Chaka Khan news. 25 after on the DJV show with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Now our focus on Janet Jackson, who would also be pretty good as the Grand Marshal, don't you think, of the parade?
She'd be great, yeah.
Yep. She's going to get a major honor the 4th of next month at the MTV European Music Awards in Spain. She'll pick up this year's Global Icon Award. Also supposed to perform a greatest hits medley at the event, including a recent single, Made for Now, for what will be her first EMA performance. So this is very cool. Other folks who have gotten this YouTube Green Day, Whitney Houston, the honor at the center will come months after she got the Icon Award at the Billboard Music Awards last spring. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because Haley Steinfeld is going to be the host of this show. It'll be the MTV EMAs streamed all around the world. I quite think Haley Steinfeld is very talented, frankly. Actress, singer.
Yeah.
She's still doing well, is she not? I haven't heard a lot about her recently. But
I haven't heard. Yeah, I haven't heard much from her recently.
Yeah,
but
the last thing I know, I think she was on tour. I think she opened for Niall Horan from One Direction on his last tour. So I think she's just been focusing on music instead of movies right now.
Well, how old would she be? 23, 24?
Yeah, young 20s. I think she's a couple years younger than me.
Is she? All right. And that's young, ladies and gentlemen. That is young.
She's basically a baby.
Baby. Yep, just a baby. Okay, also, I suppose this would be considered sort of a musical story because I love to sing along with a theme from Sesame Street.
What?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, and you what a stretch that is.
What? The music from Sesame Street?
Oh, my God.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Sesame Street, the big bird actor, Carol Spiney, I believe is how he pronounces his name. Maybe Spinney, S-P-I-N-N-E-Y. That name not known well, but anyway, he brought Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch to life. He's retiring after 50 years with Sesame Street. So he's been there since the beginning. He said, Mr. Spinney said, even as I step down from my roles, I feel I will always be Big Bird. And even Oscar, once in a while, have given me great joy, led to my true calling, and created a lifetime of memories. Let's say you have children, you go to school, and people say, what do you do for a living, sir? I'm Big Bird. That'd be kind of a fun conversation to have, don't you think?
I think it would be a very cool thing to have on your resume, for sure.
He's been on 4,400 episodes of Sesame Street. Those who worked with him thought through the years that he put his heart and soul into being Big Bird and Oscar, and I think that's true. Very nice. Very cute. Anyway, he's got a couple of puppeteers that will take over for him. He mentored the two people replacing him for the past 20 years. So, congratulations. Have a wonderful retirement, Mr. Spinney. You've done yourself proud by being Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. 28 after the hour here on the DJ.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be sitting down today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week. It's part of a continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was a critic of the Saudi government and hasn't been seen since he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. Pompeo met with Turkey's president yesterday after Turkish sources claimed authorities have an audio recording indicating that Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside that consulate. The death toll from Hurricane Michael keeps climbing. 4 bodies found yesterday in a search of Mexico Beach, Florida, where the hurricane first made landfall. It brings the death toll to at least 32. And this is USA Radio News.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Ladies are having a problem with me and my singing. Can you imagine that?
Oh, no, no problem at all.
Really? All right. No problem. No problem on my Jamaican friends. Say, no problem. DJ V Show. Time 34, almost 35 after the hour now. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. How many of you remember Hillary Thornton? Please raise your hands. Hillary Thornton, remember making national headlines when her neighbor, a black man, recorded her blocking his entry into her apartment, his and her apartment building?
Oh, that woman.
And then when he walked by her, she followed him to the elevator and to his apartment, to his apartment door to see that he was who he said he was. And then she called the cops after watching him go into his own place with his own keys. Videos
she
been
just
viral.
Wanted to hassle him, basically.
Everywhere.
She just wanted
He's a hassler. Yeah, right. She was fired from her job at a real estate management company. By the way, the company did not own the building. She was fired for racial profiling. Mm-hmm. And now she's decided she's going to speak out. This is a story from St. Louis. She said in an interview, quote, "So when I noticed an individual that I didn't know, my only intent was to follow the direction that I've been given by our condo association board members, and that is to never allow access to any individual that you don't know. She said that she,
even when they have keys and they're going into their own apartment. Like,
the building's front door was cracked to allow her dog to go outside. And anyway, this fellow had returned home from working late, walked in. She said that she didn't recognize him, asked him to show her key fob to prove he lived there. He didn't. He refused. I'm not going to show you. Who are you? And then on the, if you look, listen to the video, she's heard asking if he is a resident, demanding that he share his unit number with her. You want to come into my building? It's not your building, he says. You're not the you're not the owner.
I wouldn't share my apartment number either if a random person in the building, because if she doesn't recognize him, he probably doesn't recognize her. You know, sometimes you don't know all of your neighbors in a building. I would never share my apartment with number with some random person just hanging around and following me.
Mm-hmm.
How creepy is that? And as a woman, I feel like she should understand. I would never do it, so why would you ask someone else to do it?
Yeah,
I think this, but this is, don't you think this is endemic of a problem in our country on both sides?
What's the other, wasn't there another, I saw a headline yesterday, some woman called like Golf Cart Marge or something like that. That's her
name. Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Black guy on a golf course? Yeah.
Yeah, she called the police because the guy was playing golf or something?
Yeah. Black guy on a white, well, there are, we all know that the golf courses, there are white golf courses, there are Jewish golf courses, there are Italian golf courses, black, you know, they can, it's a private organization, they can restrict the membership. So they can keep the golf course that my father belonged to, restricted it from Jews. Couldn't be Jew, couldn't belong to golf course.
So, but how did, obviously if the guy was playing golf, right, he was already on the course. I didn't read the story, so I don't know. But then how do you justify calling the police? Obviously someone let him on the course to play. That just, it just seems like there are way too many stories right now of white women calling the police, A, for nothing, and it always happens to involve someone who's black. That woman in New York, and I think it was in Brooklyn, did you hear about that? She accused the 9-year-old boy who brushed by her with his mom in the store.
Yeah.
She accused him of
sexually
groping
molesting
her.
And
thank God there was video of it. This poor boy walks behind
her,
boy. His book bag, touches her, and then she calls the police. That's
what the heck is going on to our society? What is going on here? What are your thoughts about how, you know, it's just, it's freaky kind of the way everything is recorded and everybody's getting themselves into a sort of a culture fight. It's about anything, nonsensical stuff.
I think racial tensions are on the rise, and that's incredibly
sad. Is that
sad.
Because of the police relationship with minorities? Is that part of it?
Well, I'm just talking about citizens calling the police on each other. I think obviously the police tension.
So does that keep the police from doing their job? Is that one of the problems with the police? Well, they can't do their job well because they're getting called everywhere to do this kind of stupid stuff?
I think that people are relying on the police for everything. Remember the story of the little boy in, I want to say it was outside Chicago, who had the lawn mowing business, and he accidentally moved, like swayed onto the neighbor's lawn. And they called the cops on that. I mean, it's just, it's the old cat in the tree. It's like, it's kind of coming, it's true now. People could call the police for everything. I didn't get my order at Starbucks right, call the police. Like, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
It is. It's
but there's a sad, very serious racial undertone to it that's not that far under the surface. And that's really scary to me, because I see so much racial tension bubbling to the surface, and there are, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, there are a lot of theories as to why that's happening now. But
what do you think the best one is?
You know, I've had very candid conversations with my friends who are black or who are Hispanic, and, you know, they definitely feel like since Obama left office that there is a backlash against minorities, and, you know, and it's a personal thing that my friends have expressed, that they just think that there's tension. White people, not all white people, obviously, but there are some white people in this country now who feel that, you know, that Trump kind of speaks their language and that they feel that they've been disenfranchised for 8 years. They feel like because we had a black man in the office for 8 years that they're somehow white people were left behind, and there's resentment there. There's so much to it, and it's scary. I mean, when I think about it, it's scary. But, you know, that's, I think if you ask different groups of people around the country, they probably all would have a different answer.
Yeah. Well, it is, I guess, what it is, but it is perplexing, frankly. Another person whose name is in the news, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. You know who she is? Natalie.
That's one heck of a name.
Mayflower Sowers Edwards, senior advisor at the Treasury Department, leaking confidential documents about a number of Russian probe targets, including Paul Manafort. Officials at the FBI and the Department of Justice announced Wednesday they had arrested Ms. Edwards. She faces charges of illegally disclosing suspicious activity. Uh-huh. Illegally disclosing suspicious activity.
So she leaked a report, is
to
essentially,
BuzzFeed.
Right?
If you're going to leak a report, why don't you send it to some real news organization?
Well, now, so here's my question. Obviously, what she did was illegal, and she can be in jail for 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
How is this, and I don't know the answer to this, this is not, like, I genuinely don't know. How is this different from what Chelsea Manning did? Did Chelsea Manning go to a different type of prison because she was in the military? Is that different from this?
Bradley became Chelsea Manning, yes.
Right.
She leaked stuff to Snowden, right?
Right, right. Yeah. So in this case, this woman leaked
Snowden
it to BuzzFeed.
Snowden is in Russia, helping them to hack our elections and whatever else he can help them hack. And then, and what's her face? Didn't she get out of jail? I don't remember that.
Well, yes, she served however many years
So your question is, should this woman go to jail? How is this?
Well, I do think she should go to jail. I do think she broke the law. You break the law, you go to jail. But I'm just wondering, what is the difference, or is there no difference? Is it the same crime that Chelsea Manning was convicted of that this woman will now be convicted of, or is it different because Chelsea Manning was in the military? That's where I'm trying to figure out.
Government employees, government
it's
secrets.
Different.
Same. I don't know. Sounds like the same kind of thing to me.
Kind of sounds similar. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yep. It doesn't pay. What's the what's that expression?
I wonder what except that
crime
she,
doesn't pay.
Right. Yeah. Except that she probably felt like she was doing some sort of patriotic duty.
Patriotic
and
duty.
I understand it.
Yeah,
I totally understand
right.
that. Mm. But what else do you get from that? 10 years in the big house.
Another day older and deeper in debt. I was looking at some of the, you'll enjoy this, some of the sponsors that have been on this program. This is the 30th anniversary month of what was the Good Day program has matured into the DJV program, but I've been doing a morning syndicated radio program for 30 years this month, and I was looking at some of the commercials as we're about to listen to a few, some of the products that have been on here, tax amnesty packages, Tyson Chicken, the NRA, imagine having commercials for the NRA, Breath Assure, Math Made Easy, remember those commercials? Remember that? Electric mobility, about an electric cart that you could use to get around, seniors get around. Dental jet. I wish Richie were around. I used to have a product. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Your imagination, please put it in high gear. We would gales of laughter when Richie found out that I used to sell something on the air called the dental jet. Well, it was the same tool that was used. As I think about it, the dental jet was used to clean your teeth. You know, water, like those pick things. It was a brand of a pick. But it had two different heads on it. One you could use for your teeth, and the other one you could use to give yourself an enema.
Oh, what?
During those commercials, if we could find some audio of those, Bob's listening right now. If he could find some audio of those commercials, go back, I don't know, probably 25 years or so. But ask Richie about the dental jet.
Do they also have an end that you could give yourself a lobotomy with? Because I feel like that's what I need now. I need to clear my brain out.
Well, I would clear it out with a couple of good commercials. You're 45 past the hour.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I'm up in the space. The International Space Station has nobody in it at the moment, but they still have the cameras on, and there is a fabulous, a very descriptive, graphic picture. It almost looks like you could, if you look at this picture, it's like you're standing over this site, and you don't realize that you're looking at a glacier. It's just a fabulous, you Google this thing, and I try to paint pictures and speak visually so that some of the best material, which requires us to use our imagination, are now, because of the tools that we have, we can just Google, in this case, glacier ice or glacial. It looks like flour, though. If you look at the picture, some kind of a newfangled health food, the satellite sends back images of what looks like flour. It's glacial. It's described as glacial flour streaming over the landscape in Greenland. It's fine-grained silt formed by the glaciers grinding each other on each other and the rock that they hit. It's fascinating. Hmm. You should check it out. 10 before the hour, checking things out. This is the DJV Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
After the hour, we continue our focus on your health and well-being with one of the country's foremost experts when it comes to medicine, especially cardiological medicine. You like that? Did I coin that word, or has it been around, Dr. Ken Kronhaus? Cardiological.
You get partial credit.
I do. Okay, good. All right, so let's get beyond what Ken's expertise is, as every week we spend a lot of time on the radio going through some of the big stories that Ken has researched from the medical journals. One, we start out with a focus on birth rates in our country. Why are they going down still?
Well, this is an interesting story. It's just a product of the times. This is a CDC report this week that American women, Doug, are having fewer children and they're having them later in life. And also, this is another interesting part of it that is affecting the outcome, is that fewer teens, this is some good news, fewer teens are getting pregnant, which raises the average age at which women are having children.
All right, so why are fewer? What's the theory behind youngsters not getting pregnant? They're having less sex? Are they getting better at prevention? What's going on?
I don't know how you explain it, but the fact is they're having less sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems counterintuitive almost, doesn't it?
It does.
In a manner of speaking. Yeah.
Although, it does, and whether they're just, you know, they're all thumbs now on their phones and
whatever,
and it's all electronic. You know, you have to be there in the same room to have sex, and you know, I don't know.
Lots of people are doing. They're having. Well, I'm not going to speculate.
You're not going to have kids that way.
No, it won't work. Yes. All right. Let's see here. The focus on your health and well-being includes eating well. Ken will tell you 8 days of the week that you better be eating your fruits and vegetables. Your diet needs to include, well, according to many of the experts, what is it, 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day? But you're probably not getting that. And now I'm going to help you understand how easy it is to get that help with a product called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. There have been lots of discussions and a lot of products around that have dried fruits and vegetables that have been prepared in capsules and powder form. This company goes one step further. The real, real gist of this is the fact that what they put into their capsules, the Texas Superfood Complete Organic Package, is just that. Completely organic. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, organic. No chemicals. It's no herbicides, pesticides used to grow them. There's no dairy, no animal products, no egg, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no wheat. It's really pure. It's what the old clean, clear through and deodorize to. That's what you get. Texas Superfood, American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, says you better eat more servings of fruits and vegetables. Here's how you get it. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, available by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. And while you're there, look around and see what else. But these 55 naturally grown fruits and vegetables raw, this is the ticket to you being healthy, good and strong. Immune system comes from this. Great stuff. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Order it today. See what else they have. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. All right, let's get back to a focus on your health with sort of a related item here, Ken, that you studied. If your family is larger, we were just talking about the birth rates going down, so the families are smaller these days. But if you come from a bigger family, looks like you have a lower chance of getting cancer. Am I reading that right?
That's the conclusion of the study this week in BMC Cancer, that people from larger families are less likely to get cancer than those from smaller families. Doug, the link between family size and cancer risk is independent of income, levels of urbanization, and age. Family size includes not just parents and their children, but also members of the extended family in the household. Family life can be stressful, but can also provide good emotional environments that can boost a person's resistance to disease, including cancer. Family members supporting one another and following a healthy lifestyle may also provide protection against cancer.
So, in your estimation as a professional here, if in fact we're having lower birth rates, then the problem of cancer will increase.
One of the
factors. If we take that theory.
Yeah. One of the factors, yes. But cancer in the whole, because there are many other factors affecting it, is declining it. But this is working against that decline.
Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus for being here, helping us understand several more issues that are important to understanding how we live in America these days. 59 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.